I'd like to welcome viewers and readers today. I'm very happy to have Sarah Gilbert with me from Lulu.com. Lulu was the pioneer in self-publishing and print-on-demand publishing and is responsible for bringing hundreds of thousands of books, maybe millions of books, into the market that probably would never have been published otherwise. And I'm really excited to be talking to you, Sarah. So thank you very much for taking some time out of your day today to sit down and have a chat.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Now, Sarah's official title is Manager of Sales and Account Management. Now, I'm not really sure what that means, but I bet that means that she is in charge of talking to people also about Lulu and what's going on there. And I just read on your site, Sarah, that Lulu is celebrating its 10th anniversary. So congratulations.
Thank you, because we had a huge party and made flowers out of recycled books for centerpieces and had a book cake. It was a blast.
You know, it's kind of fun to have it's kind of fun to have fun publishing too. I mean, a lot of people get very earnest and serious about it, but you know, it's also good to have a good time. So, you know, I'm really impressed with the variety of offerings that Lulu has because you're not just a print-on-demand vendor, and that's not the only thing you offer. And you also offer lots of other products like calendars and stuff. And how broad is the range of things that authors can do at Lulu?
It's very broad. So we want to be the one place where they can come for everything, whether it's making that family vacation photo book to a calendar to a book. I would say that probably even most of the people here in the Lulu building have made more photo books and calendars than they have regular books that they've published on their own. So it's broad. And then we have services that we offer as well, and mini books, little miniature photo books people use too.
You know, those mini books, that's really a great thing to be able to do by print on demand because, you know, I frequently have had clients ask me about producing books like that. And of course, to do them on offset, you just have to buy so many of them to get a decent price. And that's very restrictive for self-publishers. But, you know, before I ask you more about Lulu, I'm curious about how you got into this indie book publishing field. What's your
So
story?
just kind of crazy. I was educated as a teacher, and I was a teacher for 6 years and a coach, and then I changed my mind and went into finance sales for 8 years, which, like a lot of finance sales, abruptly ended around 2008, 2009.
I remember
And
that.
I live in Raleigh, North Carolina, where the headquarters of Lulu, where we're located. And you know, I was at a point in my life where I kind of just decided there were probably less than five places where I'd work. I mean, I wanted to work because of what they did and who they were, and that no matter where I went, I would learn the ropes, start from the bottom if I needed to, and then figure out where my position would be that would be right for me. And then Lulu was definitely the top one. And so I ended up here getting my foot in the door as in a sales position. And now I manage the sales team and the account management team, and I love it. This is exactly where I'm supposed to be.
That's fantastic. And, you know, it's great for Lulu to have a spokesman who's really enthusiastic. So kudos to you. Now, I know that you started out as print on demand and then gradually expanded. And I'm curious how long you've been doing ebooks and if ebooks are becoming a bigger part of what Lulu does for their authors.
They are. So we've been doing, so I've been here a little over 3 years, and we did ebooks over 3 years ago. Probably, I don't know what year they started, but when I entered at Lulu, it was primarily PDFs people were selling as ebooks. Now, today, we are doing ebooks, of course, more EPUBs than we are PDFs. And we have distribution channels for ebooks. When I started, we didn't have any distribution channels. And we're encouraging authors to publish print and ebook, of course, not to leave anybody in their audience out. And so it is a growing channel for us.
Yeah, no, that's interesting. So your distribution, does it include distribution to all the major ebook retailers?
Today, it includes the iBook store, as well as the Barnes and Noble Nook store. So, of course, one of the major ones is left out. I think we still encourage authors to publish everywhere. And that's one of the beauties of self-publishing is that, you know, you can take your book and put it into multiple channels as you want to. You don't have to rely on somebody doing it for you.
Yeah, well, that's one of the reasons a lot of people love self-publishing. And I'm sure you know as well as I do that a lot of actually published authors who publish with traditional publishers are now moving into indie publishing because you get mm-hmm. to control your output and you also don't have to settle for that 10% royalty, which
yeah, we've had
a pretty big thing.
It's huge, and we've had this 2012 has been pretty monumental for us so far. We've had a few things happen where, you know, we always thought that these things could happen in the self-publishing industry, but we just weren't sure that they would. So one of the most recent things that happened was David Thorne, who he's a comedian and not by nature. I think he's a graphic designer by nature, but he's funny.
He's a very funny guy.
He wrote a book. He published traditionally before 2012, and then this year he decided to go on his own with a graphic design background. Of course, he could navigate through self-publishing quite easily. And so, after he did in 3 months at Lulu, he earned more on Lulu than he did publishing traditionally. So it was one of those test cases where we could see how quickly somebody could do that, and he just really knocked it out of the park. And so for us, that was a pretty big case where you can see somebody and you just compare the numbers from traditional to the numbers to self-published. And I think it's the impetus that people need to know that it's okay to come over to the indie publishing world and do it yourself.
Yeah, and that's a really good result for Lulu, particularly because I think that, you know, for a long time, Lulu was kind of characterized as a place where, you know, authors went and did their books, but, you know, basically most of the books are being sold back to the authors. And that was maybe
right.
due to some interviews that were given years ago by Bob and the founder of Lulu. So it's really good to see that Lulu books are penetrating more into the marketplace, into the retail marketplace. So you mentioned that Thorne was able to make quite a bit more from Lulu, and why don't you tell viewers how that works at Lulu, what the royalty arrangement is, or what authors get to keep out of their sales, that kind of thing.
Sure. So there's two different models here. There's the model when it's sold on Lulu, and then there's the retail model.
Sure.
So when it's sold on Lulu, whatever price they set, take out the cost of print determined by page count and the book trim size, hardcover, paperback. Whatever's left, they keep 80% and Lulu keeps 20%. So in the retail model, it's just the same, but before the 80-20 split happens, the retail channel, whether it's Amazon or Barnes & Noble or whoever is selling the book, they'll take half the profits at the beginning. So it's, you know, of course, they're the third party selling that deserves some money in it too. Yeah,
well, sure, absolutely. So you get your discount at the retail end, and then Lulu gets 20% of the net coming in.
Sure, and they all keep 80%.
Yeah, so that's great, and it's great for people like Thorne who already have an audience, and therefore you know, kind of have a built-in, almost a built-in success factor to their new publishing.
It's great if you, and I mean, for somebody who already has a strong following, you know, it's an amazing quick thing that happens. And then others who don't have a following, we try to give them the tools that they need to build it, or teach them how to do it because it takes time. And then once they build that following, then hopefully they would end up with the same results if they have a good book.
So let me ask you about other players in your industry. In other words, Lulu was definitely the pioneer and was almost synonymous with self-publishing and print-on-demand for several years because there really wasn't anybody else doing it. And
right.
that gave you a huge head start. Now, obviously, in the years since then, many other people have come into the market, and we have some pretty big players backed by huge corporations like Lightning Source and Ingram and CreateSpace and Amazon. So I wonder how, in 2012, how does Lulu differentiate itself from these other players? Because they're also doing a huge amount of business. I think mostly Lightning Source works with established publishers, largely.
Mm-hmm.
And CreateSpace looks like they're pretty much going after the same audience as Lulu. So how do you differentiate now that there are more players in the field?
That's a great question. So it's... it's evolved into quite a good, healthy competition out there. So the way that Lulu competes is we want to be the one-stop shop where they can do everything in one place. So some of the companies listed, for instance, they might offer just paperback, or they might have a type of account directed towards small publishers or medium-sized publishers. So the, what Lulu does to make sure that we can have the author traffic, we offer ebooks, print, hardcover. We distribute hardcover, which sets us apart. As well as we just make it as user-friendly as possible, trying to give them all the tools to fill in the holes where they need. So, you know, I mentioned services. So if they need publicity services or website design, whatever it is that we need, we want to have that here for him so they can just go to one dashboard and do everything.
Well, that is really pretty handy. And, you know, I mean, self-publishing takes a lot of time and effort, particularly when you're new at it and you're just getting started. I mean, once you're set up, then it becomes like any other enterprise and, you know, you learn how to deal with it. But a lot of new self-publishers are really overwhelmed. And I try to kind of encourage people to find a single point of contact, like if they're doing ebooks, to find somebody who can do the whole ebook universe so they don't have to like run around with all these different accounts. And I think that's partly what you're telling me about Lulu, trying to create that one dashboard in a sense where you run your whole kind of publishing empire out of there.
That's right. I mean, you know, whether you're an individual author who does it, you know, where you can see literally your entire list of titles, whether it's an ebook or a paperback or whatever it is. And then if you're a small publisher, we have a lot of small publishers using Lulu as the back end tool for publication management. So they might have, you know, 2,000 titles with us, and they can kind of navigate in and out of Lulu fairly easily to accomplish what they need from a business management perspective.
Now, you provide everything, huh? You also, are you a supplier of ISBNs as well for Bowker? And
we are. We'll supply an ISBN for an ebook or a print book. We'll also let you use the buy your own ISBN through Lulu. We offer them at a little bit of a discounted rate if somebody wanted to be branded themselves.
Sure, and that's a really good option for people who are actually setting up as a small publisher or a micro publisher or something. They're definitely going to want to have their own ISBNs and own those and carry them with them. So it's really great that they can do that. Now, what about pricing? How do you feel you stand as far as the services you offer compared to other vendors who are offering similar services? Like one question I've been getting a lot lately, Sarah, is about the cost of ebook conversions, because people have, maybe they've already published their print book, so they might have a backlist, and now they're looking at, oh my God, how do I get into this ebook thing, and how much is it going to cost me? And it's really a concern for a lot of people.
It is. Ebook conversion, you know, an EPUB is not a simple file to put together. So for ebook conversion, you know, you've seen people out there who are offering it for less than $50, and then you'll see people who are offering it for hundreds, almost thousands of dollars. And a lot of times they'll lump in distribution with it as well. And a lot of authors just don't know that the distribution part of it is fairly simple. So ebook conversion, we have a few different ways that you can do it. So for somebody who wants to go and do it on their own, we have an ebook conversion tool. So you could upload a Word document and we'll turn it into an EPUB for you, even putting the ISBN in it.
Wow.
So the trick of this is you can't just put a Word file with, you know, clip art and fancy fonts and whatever it looks like. If you put it in all dressed up, it's not going to come out looking the way you want it to. So we have an ebook creator guide, which breaks down exactly what you need to do to your Word document to make sure that once you put it in our ebook conversion tool, it comes out looking like a really well-formatted EPUB. So if you can do that, that's free. If you can't do that, we have a Word to EPUB conversion service that's roughly $200, but we'll do it for you. We have a PDF. Some people don't have the Word doc for whatever reason. We have a PDF to EPUB conversion service for a little bit higher. It's about $250, $300, depending on how big your PDF is.
Sure.
That will take your PDF and turn it into an ebook for you.
And do you get to proof the resulting EPUB files before they go out so you can make sure that all those conversion things happen the right way and your links are still working and
Yes.
all that good stuff?
Absolutely. Yeah, so for the ebook conversion tool that's free, that's a DIY, a do-it-yourself platform that we
Well,
have. So you get to proof it as you go along.
sure.
Then for the service, you work with one of our services coordinators who will show you what it looks like before they turn it into a live book.
You know, I'm just going to back up for one second because you were talking about something else earlier that kind of intrigues me, and that's the market for PDF ebooks.
Right.
Now, you know, I love PDFs, and you know, they're so common on the web, and we use them for all kinds of stuff. And I loved PDF when I first saw it. I thought, wow, Adobe has really hit the nail on the head with this thing, and that was a long time ago. And I'm kind of giving away how long I've been doing this, I know, but you know, it seemed to me that the market for PDF ebooks just never developed very much, and yet they are great. They make great books because when you look at a PDF, you're looking at actually, in a sense, it's the original, and then the print books are the duplicates of the PDF. So you can really put everything you want into a PDF. Beautiful images, perfect
Right.
typography. Everything stays right where you put it, and yet, you know, they just don't seem to. There's no real great retailing of PDF ebooks, and I'm wondering what your experience at Lulu has been with that, since you run also not only the back end, but you've also got the storefront.
Yeah, so you're exactly right. I mean, people don't want to buy a lot of PDFs. If there's an EPUB out there or if there's the print version, and I think it's completely driven by the devices. So, if you're reading on your computer, I'm like you, I'm fine with reading a PDF. I can make it larger, I can do what I want to with it in order to see it the way that feels comfortable to me. Much like on a computer, if you're doing that on a device, that almost requires an EPUB. So, because the iPads and the Kindles and everything that has come out, and that's the format that seems to be rising to the top. I'll date myself and say it's kind of like Beta and VHS. One eventually is extinct and the other is almost still surviving, but yeah, that's the way it turns out.
And yet, you know, the iPad, to my mind, is the best PDF viewer I've ever seen. I mean, it's just gorgeous. Everything looks great. It's
Yeah.
nice and big. You can read it. But anyway, I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but I think it's too bad because there's a lot of things we could do. And now, for instance, we're into these fixed layout EPUBs,
Yeah.
which is really kind of a way to make an EPUB almost act like a PDF in a sense, where everything's
Yeah.
nailed down. And you know, so the whole the way things develop and how they become popular is really very interesting to me as you watch this stuff over time. But enough about me. You know, one of the other things I noticed on Lulu that's brand new is this. Let me get this right, Sarah. I don't want to misname it. Is the Lulu Publishing Advisor.
Yes,
And
the
I thought
Lulu.
that was really, really interesting, and I'm going to tell you why. The Lulu
Okay.
Publishing Advisor, for people who have no idea what I'm talking about, is a software tool, and I'm reading off the screen here, that provides you with custom publishing recommendations for your book. And you know, this is something that I confront all the time because you know, I do a lot of consulting with authors, and obviously, I field hundreds and hundreds or thousands of questions on my blog, and one of the biggest problems people have is that books are so darn specific. You know, each book is really
Right.
quite unique. And so the idea that you could automate this process, because a lot of people pay me just to sit down and talk to them about, well, what should they do? Like, I'm a publishing advisor.
Well, we don't
And
want to be taking any money away from you.
I'm not too worried about that, Sarah. Trust me,
Good,
you know, I can't handle that many people at once. So tell me about this publishing advisor and why you put this together and whether it really works in that, you know, like
Yeah.
because people's books, even if you describe them and they sound similar, they could really be quite different. The authors are quite different, their marketing abilities are different. So tell me about the Lulu Publishing Advisor.
So the Lulu Publishing Advisor, it's the URL is publishinghelper.com. It was created for the purpose of helping authors customize what their needs are and provide them some feedback to where they need to go starting forward. You know, I was a few days before we released Publishing Helper, I was sitting in a coffee shop with a friend from childhood and her husband who'd written a kid's book, and they were asking me all these questions. And after an hour, I felt like, you know, I feel like this is Groundhog Day. I've done this every day, almost a few times a day, as have, you know, the staff here at Lulu who help people. And I'm, you know the whole routine, you know exactly which questions to ask and what to say to people. So we wanted to try to put that in an automated way as much as we could. So what the Publishing Helper does is it's a tool where they go through 5 questions and determine what their answer is. And these are based on some decisions they have to make along the way, like, you know, where they are in the editing process. Is their goal to distribute their book? Do they know anything about marketing? What they want to do with their book and how they're ready, or just, it's almost like the questions are the beginning of the circle of awareness that we're bringing forth to people as they begin to self-publish. So what happens is, based on these slider questions that they choose, we try to make it fun and quirky because, you know, Lulu is a really interesting company. We love to make tools fun. So we made it a fun site. And at the end, it provides feedback based on what they say. So, for instance, if one of the questions was they have their marketing plan, they have a down pat, then we're not going to give them too much feedback on the basics of marketing. We might take it to the next level and point out some things that they'll need to know for marketing for the expert. So, you know, we give them customized advice, but it's not entirely custom. As you said, people's books are very, very different.
Sure.
Try to drive down to the best advice we can give somebody for the different possible answers they're answering.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, if they wanted to, they provide their email address to us at the end. We reach out to them and say, we're here for you if you have questions. And so if they have follow-up questions or anything that they want to know about Lulu services that could help them after that, then we've given them our contact information. So reach back out.
So the opt-in is at the end of the process.
It is. At the end of the process.
That's really great. I mean, you know, you could have put the opt-in at the beginning and said, give us your email address and then we'll give you the tool, but you didn't do it that way. So I really want to congratulate you on that, because I think that's really shows your connection to the community, you know, that you really want to give something back and help the community. And I really appreciate that. And on behalf of everybody, I'm saying thank you.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you know, I've many of us who are involved in indie publishing, and certainly I've talked to lots of authors, have confronted the same thing, you know, and I go to our local publishing group here, and I sit there and type in all the questions people ask during the Q&A, and I've, you know, compiled an incredible kind of resource that way. But it's obvious that the same questions get asked over and over and over again. And, you know, well, my solution to that was to start developing training tools for authors.
Yes.
Which I'm deeply involved right now. I'm running right now my course, The Self-Publishing Roadmap, which is kind of a big training. But I've got lots of smaller training stuff coming also. So it's interesting to see how a big company like Lulu can address some of these same questions and get people on the right path to get, you know, to meet their goals. So 2012 has been really good for Lulu. Mm-hmm. What else have you got coming up this year?
So this year we've got a lot of projects coming out that are going to make our site more, it's going to be a tool that where things are a little more friendly for their dashboard. So we're going to provide some really fancy stuff in their dashboard for them. Offer better reporting. We're going to build up our author education.
Mm-hmm.
We've really been focusing on our blog recently and beefing up training authors and author experiences, success stories. So we also did a replacement of our e-commerce engine earlier this year. And what that did was it made our stores localized. So we have not just one site in different languages, but we've got now Lulu.com in different languages, different currencies that are specific to all sorts of countries, and we're rolling more out soon. So we're looking forward to becoming a bigger company globally.
Well, that's fantastic. So you're going to go international? Is that it? I mean, are you producing books for people in other countries?
We are. So right now we offer Lulu as in German. We have, I'm going to rattle these off correctly. We've got German, Spanish, French, Dutch, English, and Italian. And so those are the five languages where we offer support in Lulu. Now, anybody can publish in any language in Lulu, but those are the five languages that we have right now that we support.
But do you distribute internationally? I mean, can I go there and publish in Spain and England and Italy and Germany?
So it depends on the distribution channel they select. So right now, Amazon.com.co.uk, the Ingram catalog. So it depends really, that's kind of country specific.
So you use the distribution that exists already to get into other countries.
Yes.
And you could put people into that distribution. Well, that's terrific. Okay. You know, I'm really interested in stuff that's going on at Lulu and how you're helping people and the way you're adding products that people can, you know, besides just paperback books that people can do there. And I think that's great. Have you got, you know, I really appreciate you taking your time doing this, Sarah. I don't want to keep you too long. I wonder if you have any tips or suggestions for people or things you've discovered about indie publishing that would really be helpful that you want to mention before we sign off.
You know, I don't know if I could wrap that up into one thing to say, but you know, when
take your time.
I think that, you know, the one thing I've learned is that marketing has got to be the hardest part about indie publishing because not all writers are good marketers. So I
yep.
think that people get to that point of the process and get frustrated, but I would just say to them, you know, to remain authentic, especially with social media and anything that they do, and also to not give up, keep going. You know, a lot of books out there did not get their start the week after they were published. Just to keep it up, try new things, have a plan. If the plan doesn't work, change the plan. take advice from experts with credibility, and just, you know, keep plugging away and write good content. You know, there's nothing better than when it comes down to it, you can market really well, but you have to have a good book and keep writing. Write that second book. Sometimes that's the best marketing plan as well.
That I think that's a real key, and that's something I've often encouraged people to do. You know, you'd be amazed how much better it works when you get to that second book. You've already got everything in place. You've got your infrastructure set up. You've been through the process, and boy, it starts to look like a whole different business with that second or third or fourth book. And you're really in business.
I think that's going to be the thing that's the most. It becomes more fun. After your first book. Your first book, you might make some mistakes and figure out what you want to do the second time. And by your third or fourth book, you're kind of in a groove of doing it exactly how it should be done.
Well, I really love your optimism and your upbeat attitude about indie publishing. That's really great. And I love the fact that Lulu does try to find ways to give back to the community that's, after all, made you guys such a huge success in self-publishing. So thanks for that. I think people should go over and check out your publishing advisor, and I'll leave a link under the video here so people don't have to try and spell that. And it's publishinghelper.com, right?
Publishinghelper.com,
I'll put that
yes.
link in. And when you're thinking about vendors, you know, I think that people should consider all of these options and check them out and see which one seems like the best fit for you, because, you know, that's really going to be important going forward. You want something that's not just what all your friends are doing. You want something that really feels like it works for what you're doing. And that's great. I want to thank you again, Sarah, for taking time out of your day. I know you're super busy. You know, do keep me in the loop if new things are happening. I love to hear about them and report them for my readers. So thanks very much.
Thanks, Joel. It's been a pleasure.
Okay.